This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A good morning indeed. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Rob Brown Show. Monday. A full week. Nope. A four-day week.
What are you doing?
Of radio goodness begins right now. Welcome in, people. Great to have you. Happy Monday. Hope that your weekend was good. Hope you took in an excessive amount of sports. I know many of you feel like it's just hashtag peak off season, but the NASCAR race Saturday night in Atlanta was good. We're going to talk about that today. And I don't ordinarily bat lead off with NASCAR, but we're going to talk about today. Can I just start the whole show over? That was 30 seconds of the worst radio I've done in years. Let me try that again.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't the worst that you've done it.
Thanks for the confidence. Well,
listen, man, it's not even close.
Let me try that whole thing again. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. The Monday morning edition of the Rob Brown Show is live. Great to have you. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had an opportunity to take in an excessive amount of sports this weekend. I know many of you believe that it is hashtag peak off season, so maybe you chilled out, maybe you took it easy, maybe you didn't sit in front of the TV for hours upon hours. See, I can do this, but if you didn't, you may have missed out, because there was a lot of good sports this weekend that we have got to get to, including a NASCAR race on Saturday night right down the road in the ATL, which was G-U-D, good. And I want to talk about that because I felt like there was a lot going on with this NASCAR race. It was the kickoff of NASCAR's in-season tournament. They are quite literally running an in-season single elimination 1v1 race-by-race bracket for the next handful of races. They used about 11 races leading up to this to create a bracket where there were seeds for every driver. You would be slated into one of the seeds. And then, just like a bracket, 1v32, 2v31, 3v30, etc., all the way down.
Is this generating the kind of excitement and more viewership that they thought it would? And what do you get if you win?
$1 million to the outright winner.
Okay, there you go.
$1 million of pure American cash.
The NBA may want to take a look at that, because I'm guessing you just...
Well, the NBA is giving money to each member of the winners.
I just thought they got a banner.
No, the guys on the team all get a little bit of extra scratch for the dub. NASCAR doing the same thing with $1 million to the winner. But, and I guess this is actually more similar than it is different, their tournament being in season is also just racing. You still have to run the races, the individual head-to-head challenge that you are in with whatever driver you happen to be paired up with that week. You still have to run the race, and that race still counts towards NASCAR's postseason. It still counts towards your playoff seeding, or if you are in it at all. If you win the race, you not only move on in the challenge, but you also still get your postseason entry. If you win a stage, as Tyler Reddick did in a race, you are obviously helping yourself to outright beat your bracket enemy that week, but you also get the stage points that count towards your postseason. So,
by the way, really quick, the NBA Cup champion in 2024, each player got $514,971.
Half a milli, and again, that might not make as much for James Harden, who just signed a 2-year, $81.5 million extension to stay with the Clippers. But if you're on the bottom end of a team's payroll, a half a milli is not a bad little egg to throw into an investment account and let it roll over.
It's still not NASCAR money, though.
It's still not NASCAR money. But in NASCAR, they just got to pay the one dude. And I'm sure there's some prizes for people that are, and I'm sure most of the drivers, I assume, would likely split that money up with the pit crew and the folks who make the car literally go. But I'm more interested in the impact that it has on the race, because I was listening to Wire to Wire for a few minutes on Friday when I was getting ready to do the show after Wire to Wire on Friday when I sat in on BetMGM Tonight. And they were talking about this a little bit and reading some of y'all's comments and whatnot on the air. And I heard a lot of people saying how terrible of an idea this is, and, you know, it's pretty much the same thing as the postseason format, so they're doing the same thing. If I recall correctly, one of the texters said something to the lines of, there are better ways that they can use to bring more eyes to the product, and that the in-season challenge is effectively the same thing as the way that NASCAR's postseason playoffs are set up, so this wasn't going to work. And I went into Saturday night not really knowing what to expect, because my thought was, I'm sure that the 32 drivers in this bracket would love to win it, but I don't know how much they are going to sacrifice their ability to race well in the race itself, like treating the race as a regular race, as opposed to going out there and maybe taking some risk, taking some chances in order to win the in-season tournament. And I cannot directly attribute it to this. I think I need a larger sample size than one race to determine if this is accurate or not. But we had a stage two wreck that took out about half the field. And there's a healthy number of NASCAR talking heads right now that are attributing that stage two wreck that removed about half of the field, including both a number of guys that were in the in-season tournament challenge, some of whom it cost them the in-season tournament challenge, and a number of guys who were not members of the 32 driver bracket. I think it had a lot to do with it. I think there were guys that were jockeying for track position, and while maybe they may not have been willing to throw the whole race around, I do think that there were some guys that were angling. The approach I think a lot of these guys are taking to it is, maybe I'll be slightly more aggressive to make sure that I'm in a position to win, so that if I'm in a position to win late in the race, I'm in a position to win, I'll go for it. Versus some guys who I think were like, I'll be a little more aggressive now, but if we start getting into the meat and taters and my guy is 10, 12 positions ahead of me and I got no chance to win that thing, I at least give myself a good opportunity to compete for some points here. Here's what I know. What I know is that whether it is because of the in-season challenge, whether it is because the way that Atlanta was set up, whatever the variable in the equation was for Atlanta this weekend, it felt like the first pure race I've seen in a very long time. There was a social media cat a couple of days ago. I think I found his clip on Saturday. That had a very interesting take about Talladega. He said, I've got a way to spice up Talladega. And I went, I don't know that we need to spice up Talladega. That's one of the spiced up races on the circuit. It is one of the handful of races that are like genuinely can't miss. And it doesn't matter who the TV provider is. It doesn't matter where it is on the schedule. If you're going to watch a race start to finish, Talladega is one of the ones you have to watch start to finish. But he said, I've got a problem with NASCAR the last couple of years. It doesn't matter what track they're on, and that includes the super speedways like Daytona, Talladega. It kind of felt like this last weekend at Pocono, which is one of my favorite tracks. And while that race was being run, there were points in that race where I kind of found myself concentrating on everything outside of the race. It was, oh, I got to go read this article, or I got to scroll Twitter to find out what's going on, or I need to go find some sound and let me set up some segments for next week, whatever, which is not how it should be at Pocono. So he said, one of the issues that I am having right now with this is that it feels like a large chunk of the majority of races don't feel like races. A large chunk of a majority of the races feel like turning circles on the track, not crashing, so that we'll race the last 10, 12 laps of the race. And that attitude is kind of killing off the races a little bit. And I don't have an issue with that take, because one of the beliefs I hold in the world of sports is that anybody can be driven to like any sport if they are exposed to it in its best form with somebody who loves it. I did not like NASCAR when I went to college. I didn't like soccer when I went to college. But the fraternity that I joined was a very diverse group of dudes. We had a couple of guys in it that loved NASCAR. We had a couple of guys in it that loved soccer. And because I was with, for a large chunk of time, watching events with, being introduced to these events by guys who loved the sport, by guys who knew the sport, and by guys who could really give me a better experience to watch the sport than just trying to turn it on and figure it out, bud, I was able to get into it a lot more. The guys that got me into NASCAR were guys who grew up with NASCAR. And so they brought me to a bar. One day, they brought me to kind of a dive bar that showed the NASCAR races, and they had the sound on in the bar, and they said, if you will come watch a couple of NASCAR races with us, we'll buy the beer, all you got to do is show up, and if you don't have a good time, you can leave. And I showed up, and the bar was full of NASCAR fans who were super into it. The atmosphere was spectacular, and a handful of free brewskis during a race doesn't help your view or doesn't hurt your viewing experience. So they were explaining to me in greater detail than you're going to get from the announcers, who, while they will explain stuff, kind of do operate, and I understand it, they kind of do operate as if everyone watching has some level of knowledge of what they're talking about. I did not. I didn't know what the hell a wedge adjustment was. I didn't understand the difference between soft tires and compound tires.
A wedge adjustment has nothing to do with your underwear.
It does not. That's okay. A wedgie adjustment, which is what you do to other people when they're being big nerds. A wedge adjustment changes the angle of the camber in the back of your car and the axle and all that kind of stuff. It's a long thing, but it changes the way that your car handles on a race. I just looked at, if you didn't know better, and you just saw a dude stick a big metal rod into a hole in the back of the car and spin it, and the guy goes, all right, we're giving Joey Logano a bit of a wedge adjustment here, I'd be like, a wedge, like cheese? Like they're handing him cheese in the window? Like, what are we doing here? But these guys said, here's what a wedge adjustment does and how it works and how it's impacted and how it does this and how it does that and yada, yada, yada. And it, to me, was kind of fascinating. It was kind of enjoyable. And I got into it a little bit. So one of the other things that has to happen, though, is the sport has to be good. If those guys would have brought me to a race and the race would have been 10, 12 laps of racing off the green flag, guys jockeying for early position, and then 440 miles of guys just turning circles, and then the last 10, 12 laps were guys racing for the checkers, I probably would have checked out because you gave me like 30 minutes of really heated competition out of the gate. And then you give me 2.5 hours of what everybody makes fun of NASCAR for being, go fast, turn left. And then you spin it back around and you give me 10, 15 minutes of good competition, but I had to wait 2.5 hours between the two. That ain't it. When these fellers back in 2003, 2004, because I'm old, shut up, were taking me to watch races at the dive bar, the races were races from green to checkers. There was no letting up. This was prime Jeff Gordon years. There was no letting up. It was Dale and Jeff. And if the 8 and the 24 got anywhere near each other, it was going to be chaos. And it was compelling. Well, this race at Atlanta on Saturday felt more like that. And I do think there are some other variables that go into it, right? I think as tech and cars have become, even though the owners are very rich, as tech and cars have become more advanced, as they have become more electronic, I will say this, as much as sometimes I get frustrated with the old heads who complain about the good old days when NASCAR teams, when it was literally stock car racing, right? It's not stock car racing anymore. We all know that. Stock car is just a name. Because there's nothing stock about these cars. But it used to be, it was quite literally stock car racing. You took a stock car, you brought it to your garage, and you had techno whizzes who sat in there and they adjusted the car. They played with the car until they got the car as good as they can get it. And that was as much a determining factor of who won and lost races as the guys wheeling. It's who in your garage knows how to get the most horsepower out of every little bit of the car. And now the rules are so strict and specific that you pretty much set the car up to NASCAR's rules, and it is 100% the skill of the drivers. And you got tech and R&D that can kind of change things and maybe make small adjustments here and there. I'm not saying there's not. What I'm saying is it feels a lot more reliant on the skill of the drivers, which maybe some people like that and some don't. I've kind of mocked the old heads who were like, oh, no, NASCAR sucks nowadays, because for them, it's if the cars aren't slamming into each other at 170, 180 miles an hour, it's not good racing. And I'm not disagreeing. Like, I want there to be some bump and run for sure. But the one thing they're not wrong about is it was a race from mile 1 to mile 500, and it doesn't feel that way. Saturday in Atlanta, it felt that way. Saturday in Atlanta, it didn't feel like it was, hey, let's write. This is one of the reasons stages are a thing. Like, we've complained about them, but one of the reasons they're doing stages, though they'll never admit it, is because it gives you a reason to have some good actual racing within those middle 400 miles. That's compelling. Guys are racing for stage wins. Those are huge for the playoffs. We haven't had that. Now we do. This race in Atlanta Saturday night was the proof that if you put on a good race, I'll watch it even if it's not on Amazon Prime, which is a far superior broadcast of it. And I don't know if we can directly attribute it to the in-season bracket or just Atlanta happened to be a good race. But I really hope that it was the former, because now we have an idea of how we can make these things more compelling. If you watch that race Saturday and you haven't watched racing in a while, you might go, I'm back, baby. All right, we're going to talk a lot of football, a lot of basketball, a lot of golf, a lot of everything today. It's hashtag peak off season, which means here on the Rob Brown Show, the All the Sports Show, we're talking about all the sports. He's Lonzo. I'm Rob. 4 hours, LFG. This is the Fan Upstate.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We might as well jump right on into this conversation. I want to keep it a buck with you. I don't think it's going to happen. I do think it is worth talking about. It is going around right now in the NBA world that there is a new name being connected to the head coaching search for the New York Knickerbockers. You will remember that the Knicks got rid of Tom Thibodeau right after he was done taking them to the Eastern Conference Finals. Well, in one of their few non-AI written articles over the past few months, of which I have seen a few and many of them are just gross, we might talk about that later. The New York Knicks, according to Sports Illustrated, are reportedly considering, and while it has not been confirmed yet, have reportedly reached out to Dawn Staley with a slight interest in potentially bringing her up to coach the Knicks. Now, I'm going to start with this. Number one, I don't know the validity of the conversation. I don't know that they are interested. I don't know that they have reached out. I have not heard anybody in Colombia that can confirm or deny this. I will be reaching out because I heard about this late last night. I will be reaching out later today because I didn't want to interrupt her on into the evening, nor text her at 4:30 this morning. I will talk to Lulu Kesson and see if she has heard anything about this so far. But I can't confirm it has happened. I cannot confirm. Let me be real clear in case it didn't sound like I said I can't confirm or I can confirm. I cannot confirm that the Knicks are interested. I cannot confirm that they have reached out to Dawn Staley. But the reports are that Dawn Staley has been listed as a name the franchise is interested in, is considering. And there are some reports that the Knicks have reached out to the head coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks women's basketball team about bringing her up to the NFL, the NBA. You know what I'm talking about. I promise you I'm going to get through this show if it kills me, and it might. If the Knicks were to reach out to Staley, would she go? I don't know is the answer. I think in years gone by, it would have been a very clear and evident no. I don't think so yet. I think she's committed to where she is. I think she's committed to the game. And I think she's committed to not just the university, but women's college basketball as a whole.
There is no or has ever been a head coach for the NBA that's a woman, right?
That is correct.
So, I mean, you would think that would have to make her consider it.
I would.
Being the first, opening the door, possibly.
I would think that that is likely. I would scratch that. I won't say likely. I would think that that is absolutely a part of the consideration for Dawn Staley would be that that is a glass ceiling, as the expression goes, that Dawn Staley would not just shatter. I mean, she would evaporate that glass ceiling. Remember, a couple of years ago, there was the discussion that Becky Hammon was going to be in that spot. Becky Hammon spent a number of years with Greg Popovich in San Antonio. There were discussions that Becky Hammon was being groomed as the replacement, the heir to the throne for Pops whenever he decided to call it a career. And then Becky Hammon, of course, took a job in the WNBA as a head coach. She spent some time. In fact, Becky Hammon was the coach of the preseason team for the Spurs in all the youngster roster preseason games, and had a lot of success in that role. And so there were discussions that Becky Hammon, whenever Pops decided to call it a career, that Becky Hammon was going to be the first woman as a head coach in the NBA, but was being groomed, was being taught personally by Pops. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, when Greg Popovich had that stroke and he had to step away from the Spurs, they did the retirement ceremony for Greg Popovich. And everybody that had any connection with the Spurs showed up, including Becky Hammon, who gave a speech. And she talked about how big of a factor in her career Greg Popovich was, how important to her Greg Popovich was to her development as a person and as a coach. And she didn't really say it, but if you listen to it, it kind of felt like, just in the way she was talking about Greg, that Greg Popovich had a vested interest in where she was going to go and what she was going to do in her career. Well, she ended up going over to the WNBA. There was speculation that it was because the Spurs ultimately told her, like, we're not going to give you that job. That is, again, just speculation. There has been no reporting to confirm that. There has been discussion that maybe Becky Hammon realized that while she would be considered, she did not think it would be a guaranteed job. So why not? Why stick around? Because Pop's retirement was not because Pop's was ready to go. Pop's retirement was because Pop's body gave out on him. So there was the thought that maybe Becky Hammon was looking at that and going, the only team I'm likely to get an HC position with is the San Antonio Spurs. And if Greg Popovich is going to be here for another 5, 6, 10, 12 years, who the hell knows at that point, is it worth it for me to stick around as the head coach in waiting for another decade if Pops doesn't step away and pass up on other opportunities, like becoming a head coach at the WNBA? So it ended up not being Becky Hammon. And exactly what Lonzo said a second ago, there's part of me that thinks Dawn Staley and the amount of effort she has put out in not just being the head coach of the South Carolina women's basketball team, but the effort she has put into just advancing women's sports and women in sports. I wonder if that at all would intrigue her. If the Knicks reached out and said, look, because keep in mind, the Knicks asked, if I recall, last count, either 4 or 5 current NBA teams for permission to speak to their head coaches. We know they asked Chris Finch at Minnesota, Ime Udoka in Houston, and off the top of my head, I don't remember who the other ones were, but they asked like 4 or 5 teams for permission to interview their head coach. And all of them were like, dog, nah, absolutely not. So I do wonder if this is a desperation play from the Knicks, because while it shouldn't, there will be a large group, especially in New York, there will be a large group of people for the first NBA team that hire, for the first professional American men's outfit that hires a female head coach, there's going to be a lot of blowback. And not just blowback, but the amount of pressure on whatever or whoever is the first female head coach in a men's league. There's going to be incredible pressure on that person to succeed. Because you and I both know, if they show up in that role and they do not succeed, whether it is fair or not, a huge chunk of the vocal fan base that speaks out is going to say, oh, see, she couldn't succeed because she's a woman, which means whatever woman, whether it's Dawn Staley or Becky Hammon or anybody else, whatever woman, whether it is now or 20 years from now or 100 years from now, whatever woman accepts the first head coaching role in a major men's professional sporting league, they're going to have immense pressure on them not to fail. Because if they fail, it will, in the eyes of many, set the effort back who knows how many years. If they show up and succeed, they open a gazillion doors. Like I said, that glass ceiling is not shattered. That glass ceiling evaporates, is dusted like Thanos if they show up and succeed. So while I do not think that Dawn Staley would be afraid of the pressure to succeed, I do wonder if the Knicks truly have reached out, or if they are planning to, what the weight for Dawn Staley of helping women sports succeed versus helping women in sports succeed. That would be an opportunity for her to say, look, there's a place here for women in sports at every level in every league. There is a place here for us to succeed. While knowing that if she does not succeed, if she does not make it, that the fan base that would actively push to keep her out would then use that as evidence as to why they were right the whole time. This is going to be an interesting situation to follow if the reports are accurate that she is on the list and that they are either going to or already have reached out to Dawn Staley. She is committed to the University of South Carolina. There is no doubt about that. At the same time, as I have told you about this job, I am wildly committed to being here, to this job, to this radio station. There's an offer out there that I walk into the boss's office and go, look, they offered me this, and I can't turn this down. And the boss would go, you're right, you can't. Go bananas. Good luck. See you when you come back and visit. There's an offer out there for Dawn like that. Everybody's got a price. Ha, 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 ha. Is this it? This is one of the biggest jobs in the United States. Would it be one she considers? We'll talk more about this later on in the radio program. We got to talk some Braves ball coming up later on in the show. We got John Blau to talk Clemson ball at 8:40. All that and more as the Rob Brown Show rolls on here on the Fan Upstate.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob, the Great Malonzo, and you from 6 till 10 every single weekday morning. I want y'all's thoughts, South Carolina fans, on this report that Dawn Staley is being considered for the head coaching position with the New York Knicks. We obviously love Dawn. We obviously are big fans of what she has done as the head coach of the women's basketball team at South Carolina. I personally also love Dawn for the work that she has done for women's basketball, the work that she has done for women in sports. I think these are all good and admirable things that she has been working towards and the atmosphere she has been working in over the past few years. I would hate to see Dawn Staley go for the South Carolina Gamecock fans in the market. I would hate to see her go for the South Carolina, for the University of South Carolina, for the women's basketball team, because while obviously South Carolina would get pick of the litter for who replaces Dawn Staley, I think you could pick just about anybody that's not like Gino Auriemma to come take this job, as committed as the university has been to keeping women's basketball as not just a priority at the university, but as a crown jewel of the university. I think they would get pretty much whoever they wanted to fill in for Dawn. But obviously, so far, Dawn Staley is one of a very elite group of women's basketball coaches over the year. You think Pat Summitt, you think Gino Auriemma, you think Dawn Staley. There's a few other names in there that have been, you know, over the years have been included in that group. But for me, those are like, that's the Mount Rushmore. So I would hate to see her. I would hate to see her go. But I would also say this. I am a proponent of women in sports. I think sports are for everybody. And if there is ever going to be a team that rolls the dice and is the first team that is going to have a female head coach of a men's league, I hope that it is somebody that has got the credentials, that has got the track record, that has got the pedigree of Dawn Staley. I hope it is somebody that has accomplished just about everything that there is to accomplish at whatever level of development they are in before they get the call up. Becky Hammon would have been a phenomenal choice. But unfortunately for Becky Hammon, and unfortunately for people who were interested to see how that would play out, the timing just wasn't right. Very fortunately, you had somebody like Greg Popovich, who was willing to hire and maintain based on merit. Greg Popovich continuously pointed out, Becky Hammon isn't here to fill any sort of quota. Becky Hammon isn't here to meet any sort of social obligation. Becky Hammon is here because she's a damn good basketball coach. And Greg Popovich didn't just walk the walk, but he put Becky Hammon into places to succeed. Like we talked about, he put her in charge of the Spurs summer league team in order to give her a chance to prove that she is not here because she's a woman. She's not here as lip service. She's not here for some sort of quota. She's here because she's good. And Becky Hammon won summer league championships. Becky Hammon was taking the Spurs summer league team and just dominating everybody for a couple of years. And again, I think Becky Hammon, had Greg Popovich decided to step away earlier, then I think Becky Hammon would have been the one to break that glass ceiling. But Pops had every right to call his shot, or unfortunately, have his body call his shot for him. I very much think that if Becky Hammon was still an executive head coach, scratch that, assistant coach. What's the word? Assistant head coach. There it is. If she was still an assistant head coach with the Spurs, I do not think there would have been a coaching search for the San Antonio Spurs. I do not think there would have been any sort of process. I think she would have just packed up her stuff from one office and moved it into Greg's office. And that would have been that. But just like Greg had the right to hang on to that job for as long as he wanted to or physically could do it, Becky Hammon had an opportunity. Her stock was very high based on her work in San Antonio, and she had an offer to take over a WNBA team and go to work as the HC for a team that was on the rise in a league that is on the rise. And I think there was some level of not just desire for Becky Hammon to be a head coach, but this is just speculation from me, My belief is she went, all right, I've gained some level of notoriety along with my success as a coach. And if I want, as a former player, as an alum, the WNBA to continue to grow and get better, I can take my talent there and be a part of that process. I can take my talent there and be a part of the growth. I can be a factor in the evolution of this league. And I think that when Becky Hammon left San Antonio to go to the W, while it may not have been millions and millions of the Becks fans over the years, I do think that there was likely a large group of, if nothing else, San Antonio fans. San Antonio is a huge market. They have tons of fans. I think there probably were a large group of Spurs fans that said, I'm gonna roll with Coach Becks here. I will follow her to the league. And then once she got there and started finding success, what does America like more than anything else? More than we dislike most things, what do we like? We like a winner. We like a winner to the point that we will overlook a lot of bad about someone or something if they are a winner. We will overlook a lot of questionable behavior from a person or from an organization if they are a winner. We prove this as Americans every day. We care more about a winner than we care about morals and ethics a lot of the time. It is unfortunate but true. We have watched people commit heinous crimes, but because they tackle good or they run fast, we're like making excuses for them. I think that Becks looked and said, I can go to the WNBA and I can be a winner and people will pay attention more if I go there and win. She has gone there and won. So that is kind of, I wonder, I do wonder if that is kind of, I guess is the correct way to formulate a sentence here. I'm capable of it, I swear. I do wonder if that knowledge, belief, wisdom, whatever you want to call it, would factor in for Dawn Staley. If she goes to the WNBA, it would be one of the biggest stories in the NBA, not WNBA, pardon me. If she goes to the NBA, it would be one of the biggest stories in the history of that league for a lot of people. It would be one of the biggest stories for college basketball fans. It would be one of the biggest stories for women's basketball fans, women's sports fans, fans of women in sport, and for women in general. It would be huge. But the knowledge of the other side of the coin, which is none of it matters if she does not win. Do we agree? I feel like we all agree on that, right? If Dawn Staley shows up, if she did get hired by the Knicks, if this report is accurate and they are interested, if this report is accurate and they have reached out, well, I should say there are some reports, not any real big ones. And we all know in 2025, reports can regularly be a dude on the internet said a thing in order to get people to retweet his stuff, right? So, if these reports are accurate, let's hypotheticalize for just a minute that they are true. That the Knicks are interested, and let's even go to the extreme length of saying that they have or are going to soon reach out to Dawn Staley. I assume Dawn has to know that this would be one of the most monumental moments in women in sports, in women sports, et cetera, et cetera. This would be a groundbreaking, revolutionary moment. But if she goes there and she doesn't win, whether it's because the fellas on the team go, I ain't listening to a woman, I'm not taking coaching from a woman, whether it's because she gets there and it's just a different game and her game does not translate to the NBA, whether it's because she gets there and there are men inside the organization that do not accept a woman in that space and either don't pitch in, don't buy in, don't go all in, or actively sabotage her for whatever the causes are. If Dawn Staley was to show up, and not just in the WNBA, but in all places in New York, New Yorkers are without a doubt equal opportunity offenders. It is a very welcoming, accepting place. It is also a place where if they don't like you, it does not matter if you are gay, straight, black, white, man, woman, in between, doesn't matter. If they don't like you, and if you fail, they are going to give you hell. I also think if you do not fail, if you succeed, they will not care if you are black, white, straight, gay, man, woman, whatever. They're not going to care. They just want dubs. And so the pressure is on Dawn Staley, especially in New York, to win. And I do have to acknowledge that while I assume there would be some level of pride in shattering that glass ceiling and being the first woman in that role, I also have to assume it would come with some level of apprehension. It would come with some level of knowledge that if I show up and I do not win, whether it is fair or not, especially bringing all the success that Dawn Staley has had at South Carolina with her, right? Forget a Becky Hammon. If Dawn wins exclusively at South Carolina, and then she gets called up, and she does not win at the NBA level, at New York, or wherever, if she ever got that call. If she shows up and she does not win, it is not just the criticism of a large group of Americans saying, we don't believe a woman can succeed in men's sports. It is also the most or one of the most decorated, respected, successful female coaches in women's sports history. Could not win in the men's league, right? That we would, the same people would blank on the scores of NBA coaches brought up in the NBA that rolled through the NBA and then failed when they got to the head coaching role. That wouldn't matter. This would be a special set of circumstances. The folks who would chirp about Dawn getting the opportunity because they don't want a woman in men's sports would look and go, not just is she a woman in a men's league, but she is one of the most decorated, respected, successful female coaches of all time, and she couldn't do it. So why in the world would anybody else be able to? At the same time, like we said, what Dawn would accomplish just by getting that position in the first place, she would have to weigh those two things about it. So my question is multifold here. Do you believe, and I'm asking this of you guys, our beloved Armada, A, do you believe that Dawn has gotten that call? Do you believe that Dawn would get that call? Do you believe that the Knicks are interested in that move at all? Number two, do you think that if that call is made, that Dawn Staley would entertain that call? Do you believe that Dawn Staley would take that call? Do you believe that Dawn Staley would hear out the Knicks? And number three, if the answer to both of those are yes, do you think Dawn would go? What do you think of the reasons she would and would not? Do you think it would be good for the women's game for Dawn to go? Do you think that it would be good for women in sports? Do you think that matters at all? There may be some of you who do not think that matters at all. So I am curious as to hearing these reports with the acknowledgement that there are some major outlets like Sports Illustrated that are reporting that there are reports that. I think it is important to distinguish. SI and these other outlets are reporting that there are reports that. They are just saying people are talking that this is happening. Not saying that it has. I will be ear to the ground on this for the next few days to find out. But my questions for you, the Armada, is do you think it's legitimate? Do you think that it is a good idea, a bad idea, and why? And do you think Dawn would hear them out? 844-326-3663 is the number to text the show on the Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-FANFONE. It is also the number to call the show. 844-326-3663. South Carolina fans looking for your input on this conversation. What is your reaction to the Knicks potentially being interested in Dawn Staley? Do you think she takes the call? If offered, do you think she takes the job? We'll talk more about this later on in the show. When we come back, we got your water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know. Going to keep it a buck. This is probably one of them. We've got John Blau coming up at 8:40 to check in on all things Clemson. We have got the best 60 seconds of your morning. I'm talking better than your coffee, better than your breakfast, better than that other thing you do in the mornings. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is better than all of it. It's Lonzo's Sports Flash.
I don't want to know what the other thing is.
You know what it is.
The Atlanta Braves dropped 2-3 against Philly, including a 2-1 loss yesterday afternoon. Spencer Strider was hit with his sixth loss despite giving up just 5 hits and 2 runs across 7 innings with 4 strikeouts. Atlanta's offense has 6 hits, including 2 from Matt Olson, but put just 1 runner in scoring position through the game. Atlanta struck out 11 times. NBA offseason moves are in full swing. Blazers big man DeAndre Ayton is becoming a free agent after finalizing a contract buyout. James Harden is staying with the Clippers, agreeing to a 2-year, $81.5 million deal. That's a lot of money. LeBron James has expressed his has exercised his $52.6 million player option with the Lakers for next season. Caitlin Clark and Nafisa Collier are your WNBA All-Star captains as the top two vote-getters in the league. Clark received 1.3 million votes, with Collier getting just under 1.2 million.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.